Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. What a blessing it is to once more be here talking to you about Jesus Christ. This week we're looking at more truth about the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you know the blood of Christ has two cries? Yeah, two cries. It cries either for damnation or condemnation, if you want the polite word. But damnation is a good word. Or else it cries for salvation. I wonder what it's crying for you. Damnation or salvation? You know, if you reject the blood of Christ, it cries out for your damnation. But if you accept it, it cries out for forgiveness, for acquittal. Oh yes, Jesus Christ becomes your high priest and represents you in heaven if you've accepted him as your Savior. But the blood of Christ will cry out against you just the way the blood of Abel cried out against his brother Cain. If you reject Christ, that same blood that he shed on the cross will cry out for your damnation. Do you remember when Pilate had Christ in his hands and he says to the Jews, "What shall I do with him?" And they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." And then he says, "No, but there's Barabbas here, or Christ, and which one do you want me to release?" And they said, "Barabbas, release Barabbas." And then he asked again, "Well, then what am I going to do with Jesus?" And they all shouted, "Let him be crucified, away with him, we don't want him, we will not have this man to rule over us." And Pilate turned and washed his hands and says, "I'm innocent of this man's blood, this just man's blood." And they cried out, "His blood be upon us and our children. We'll take responsibility for it. We endorse this act of murder. Crucify him and let his blood be upon our children." Oh my, what about you? You know, it was your sins that put him on the cross. Mine too. What are you going to do with this man that they call Christ? Are you going to endorse his crucifixion? Are you going to say, "Jesus, it's my sin that put you there. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me with that blood that you shed upon the cross for my sins." You know, if you'll come to him, the blood of Christ will justify you. All charges against you will be dropped. If you'll put your trust as a believing sinner, as you'll put your trust in Jesus, you'll be saved. The blood will not call for your condemnation. It will not call for your damnation. But it will call out for your salvation, and you will be saved. You will be saved. Five bleeding wounds he bears received on Calvary. Yes, Jesus Christ will represent you and save you to the uttermost, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.